This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here, WEEI Afternoons, live at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 48 years and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. It's 3 o'clock, so Ted Johnson's in the house.
Hey, boys, hey. How we doing? Good to see you guys.
Is that mic not right? You just had to you were like getting down in your stance almost.
Yeah,
like you're
gonna
hit somebody.
You got to get in an athletic pose.
Jerome Bettis on the other side coming, ready to come right at you.
I'm ready to go, man. Let's do this.
All right, that means he's here. It's time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is time for the 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. Today's 3-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman, Andy. You can call all sevens to do that. 617-777-7777. As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their take, their opinion on some of the biggest stories floating around the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Each host will get roughly 60 seconds to present their opening take on whatever they are hottest on today. And then following each opening take, we will open up the floor for discussion. Our order will change today.
Ooh.
Because we have a special entrant. I know I am in for Nick Fitzy-Stevens. He is always here in spirit. And now he is here on the phone lines here on WEEI. Mr. Stevens, good afternoon. How are you?
Guys, even on an off day, all I'm thinking is EEI Afternoons and the chance to talk some sports with the boys.
Obviously. Goodness gracious. I love it.
Well,
all right.
If I know Fitzy, I know that's true. Well, Nick, you have something special that you're bringing to today's 3-point stance. We had to boot Stiz's entry about cooking tacos from last night in order to make room for this at the top. We'll get to that later.
This better be good.
Nick, I ask you the question I ask you always. Are you ready, my friend?
Oh, man, you know, Dan, I hate bumping a good taco take as much as the next guy. But when I get a call like I got a couple hours ago and I get a chance to share this information and be first to market with it, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Well, then your 60 seconds or thereabouts to get the information out begins right now.
Guys, as you full well know, Andy, Ted, Dan, Stiz, audience at large, it has been my honor and pleasure the last several weeks in the 2025 NFL draft run-up to do everything I can to get you as hyped for the 10,000 different players I have mocked to the Patriots at pick number 4. Well, earlier today, a little birdie with some really good intelligence, a well-sourced phone call, came to me to offer this possible scenario. If somebody that we wanted the Patriots to select very badly, Abdul Carter, were to fall to fourth, and I know this scenario is slightly unlikely, if he were to fall at fourth overall, how would you feel about a certain team that recently won the Super Bowl calling up your New England Patriots in desperation and want of Abdul Carter and offering a certain wide receiver who has admitted that he loves New England and would love to play for the Patriots and possibly more selections in a blockbuster draft day trade? That's right. I got a call earlier today saying that the Philadelphia Eagles really, really, really want Abdul Carter and that they would consider, or rather are planning, to call your New England Patriots on draft day if Carter falls to four to see if Mike Vrabel would like a reunion with A.J. Brown and possibly more draft selections and compensation to come. So there you go, folks. There is your latest pick number four rumor. It is a good one, and I thought that I would chum the waters today for the pick number four dialogue. A.J. Brown and more compensation possibly to the Patriots if Abdul Carter falls to four. I thought I would do
all right,
good.
Tough, brother. I like it. Back to your day off, and we will discuss that momentarily.
Good info. Thank you for that, my man.
Okay. Ow. Well, that is that's a first, a trade rumor and some source information.
And yeah, we can get into it.
It doesn't sound too crazy either.
Doesn't? And there's even more layers of circumstance, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Got it.
Yes, we will, because Andy, you normally lead us off, but you will take us second here.
Second, I got dropped in the order like Casas.
Absolutely.
Sorry, brother.
Not necessarily for poor play, although other listeners and co-hosts may disagree. But
you like my power, you want me to drive Fitzy in. Okay, I see what you do.
100%. So he was the table setter, and are you ready?
Yep. I am damn ready.
All right, well, your 60 seconds damn well begin right now.
So, the Bruins have an interesting offseason. We all agree to that. We thought there might be changes in the front office. Now we kind of think there will not be because, well, Charlie Jacobs said there won't be. I love Cam Neely and Don Sweeney. Okay, so now you say they're going to change their head coach. Oh, they're going to have a top five pick in the draft. They got $29 million in cap space. They're going to sign people. They're talking about trading picks and prospects to get veteran talent. There is a lot that's going to go on in the Bruins offseason. Those all seem important. They all pale in comparison to the most important thing that will happen in the Bruins offseason this year and the most important man in the Bruins offseason. And do you know his name?
Pasta.
No. Jeremy Swayman.
Ah.
Your goalie, who had a career high in games played and a career high in bad play, 42nd ranked goalie in hockey despite having the fifth biggest paycheck in hockey, you need to get him right. He's going into year two of an 8-year deal that pays him more than $8 million a year. All that other stuff is great. You need a coach. You need more talent around him. But if your $8 million goalie, the guy fifth in the league at goalie, if he stinks, you got a massive problem for the better part of a decade. You need to get that guy's mind right and his body right and back to playing high-level hockey between the pipes at the Garden.
According to him, he's right, Brad, in his body and his mind.
He's full of crap.
Oh, okay.
Well, this year awesome, according to him?
Are we going to get some of that audio?
Oh, we're going to get to the awesome year that wasn't so awesome if you were a Bruins fan watching those not-so-awesome games.
I mean, if you haven't heard some of his comments from yesterday, stick around because it is very, very interesting.
Especially you, Christian Arcan, in case you haven't heard some of it, when you argued and argued and argued how great Swayman was and how he was worth all the money, and you swore at me and told me to shut up on the air.
I thought you were an idiot and a moron.
He called
and
me that, too.
And a child?
No, you know what I was?
What?
Keep going.
Right.
Okay. Well, you might be. You might end up being right.
Yeah, some of those other ones may still apply, but
It could all be true.
That's for different reasons. Okay, so we'll get into that. There's great audio that came from Swayman, who seems to have a bit of a different feel on this year from most of the other people
everybody.
Who watched him. But before any of that, Ted Johnson, are you ready,
my friend? I'm ready, brother.
All right, well, your 60 seconds for your opening take starts right now.
All right, so I'm thinking today's steak day. Steaks, what are the stakes? Stakes for the Celtics, what are the stakes for the Patriots in the draft? And the stakes are high when it comes to the Patriots in the draft. And particularly for Mike Vrabel for setting a tone for this franchise, guys. I was looking back at the past drafts when Patriots have hired coaches for the first time. And I went back to the 1997 draft when I had a new coach, Pete Carroll. All right. And in this draft class, I would say, wouldn't you nod your head, Andy, agree that this kind of set the tone for his tenure, that being Pete Carroll? And first round, he selected Chris Canty, a cornerback out of Kansas State. Not too good. Brandon Mitchell in the second round. Brandon was okay, but you know, maybe in for a second rounder. Cedric Shaw in the third. Chris Carter in the third. Damian Denson in the fourth. Ed Ellis in the fourth. Vernon Crawford in the fifth. What's up, Vernon? Tony Gator in the sixth, and then Scott Rayburg in the seventh. Guys,
yuck.
Not good, right? And that kind of set the tone for Pete's tenure, would you say?
Yeah.
And then you go to Bill Belichick's first year as the coach for the Patriots. In his first draft, in the second round, Adrian Klim, J.R. Redmond, I love you, J.R., in the third round, Greg Robinson Randall in the fourth, Dave Shostashelski in the fifth, but in the sixth round, with the 199th pick, Tom Brady, quarterback out of Michigan, Bill Belichick selected, set the tone for the next 25 years. My point is, you can look at these drafts in their first years of these tenure of these coaches here with the Patriots, and you can see right away those draft classes setting the tone and the foundation for their tenure here. So this is a very, very important draft for as far as setting the tone, building a foundation, and helping establish a culture for Mike Vrabel and in the Patriots.
Okay, so we have the stakes for the draft, the first of which that Mike Vrabel will oversee for the Patriots. We have Andy's thoughts on Jeremy Swayman with audio that we will get to likely later in the show, but we'd be remiss if we don't go back to the trade rumor that was floated by our guy Fitzy just a few moments ago. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, the Super Bowl champion.
Eagles fly.
32 overall. And a potential trade up to the number 4 spot in the draft if Abdul Carter is still available in exchange for A.J. Brown plus. So, Andy, your initial thoughts after hearing this floated?
So, I think it makes some sense. You know, the Patriots still need a number 1 receiver. Stephon Diggs is not a true number 1 receiver. A.J. Brown is. A.J. Brown loves the Patriots. We know the whole story. He was actually on social media today because he was excited because Edelman sent him an autographed jersey. Did you see that?
I did see that.
He was like holding up and giddy that he had a Patriots jersey, number 11, autographed.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting. And also,
are we laying groundwork?
I'm just saying, also, Josh.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sweat left in free agency. Milton Williams left in free agency. Their defensive front took a little bit of a hit. Their edge rusher took a little bit of a hit. There were rumors and even borderline reports out of Philly that they wanted to make a run for Myles Garrett when he was supposedly available, that they were putting together the possibility of making some cap moves to go get Myles Garrett. That didn't happen. Obviously, he re-signed with Cleveland. So they're lusting after a premier edge rusher, not hard to fathom. A guy that's at Penn State, right? So he's in state. They might have a really good rapport, look at him, knowledge of him, whatever it may be. But my question would be, would they not be interested in trading with the Browns? Would they not be interested? Like, if he falls to the Patriots, this might make some sense. But if they were this aggressive, if they were willing to trade with 4, why wouldn't they be willing to go to 3 or 2 to try to get it?
Well, because those teams aren't as interested in what you have to offer. The Patriots are interested in A.J. Brown. Maybe the Cleveland isn't. Maybe the Giants are not. And you're looking at some of the, you look at the contract for A.J. Brown. It looks pretty good. I mean, they got basically 2 more years on the deal. He's got potential out after the 2026 season. But if you're going to do that, if you were going to trade for A.J. Brown and give up your 4th overall pick, I would want something else in return. And not just a player. I would want –
Agreed.
You know, third rounder, you know, I would start doing some pick swaps.
Just to share that with you, too. So they have their own first, second, third, fourth, and they have 4 fifth-round picks, one of which is theirs. They also have Houston's, Detroit's, and Washington.
So how about, so they're picking 32nd, correct?
They are picking 32nd, champions? Yeah.
So I'll take A.J. Brown in 32
Okay.
for number four. So I still technically have a first-round pick. Yep. And so yep. I'm pick 32.
I would do that all day.
And I'm pick 38, I believe they're picking.
Yeah.
You could then package those if you want to move up.
I think that's outstanding.
I would do the 32nd pick and A.J. Brown for Abdul Carter at number four. And Fitzy, if you heard his language.
No tackle, though. Still no tackle.
But that's where I'm trading up with 32 and 38 to get
it to
Josh Simmons.
Okay.
Or
in the mid-teens?
Yeah, there's been a lot of those. Like 24 has been a popular speculative one where the Patriots could trade back into.
Okay.
Any one of those. But did you notice that Nick Fitzy Stevens did say he did one of those fix his own words where he said they would be with, and then he goes, no, they are planning to. He said this with intimate knowledge that the Eagles are planning to do this if Abdul Carter falls to four. That this is not like pie in the sky. Oh, could we do that? Would we? No. They're planning on doing something like that. So now, would you be happy? Do you prefer A.J. Brown and a package to Abdul Carter? Because Abdul Carter was considered at one point the best player in this draft.
It's tough. I mean, it's tantalizing. It's hard. I look at what the profile of this team is. It's not a young team. There's a lot of old guys, but they want to build through their youth, and you got to get a foundation. And your first pick in this coach's tenure has to be a blockbuster deal.
That's how I kind of feel.
But it lays a foundation. A.J. Brown, I mean, I don't know how much football he has left in him, right? You need someone that in this pick needs to be a guy that's here for the next 10 years, theoretically, is what you want. And so it makes me a little bit nervous, although I would be hard. I would want to listen.
Me too.
Do you know what I'm saying? You have a cost-controlled guy at that pick, a foundational piece, something to build off of. He kind of sets the tone for what you're trying to accomplish, where A.J. Brown is, you know, kind of already an established veteran.
Yep.
And how many more years does he have left? And, you know, he's going to be matched with a young quarterback who still needs to prove himself. It's not the perfect fit, if you know what I mean.
I absolutely agree, because I always say this, to what end? Like, if you envision it, you do this, like, what's your end game? Because you're right. You might get 2 great years out of A.J. Brown. Are you in the AFC Championship game? Are you in the Super Bowl? Is it that quick a turnaround? Is that what you're trying to do? Because I'll tell you one person that I think would love this. So we've talked all offseason that Drake May is probably sitting there watching Milton Williams, Harold Landry, guys, I'm over here. You ever going to get me? I got to think if he saw this come across his little ESPN scroll, Patriots acquire A.J. Brown, he'd be doing cartwheels in whatever living room he is in.
Yeah.
Because that's a beast to throw to.
And that's the question you also have to weigh. What does Abdul Carter in his first year, just take this for 2025, does Abdul Carter in his first year on a defense that's already added on every level make you X amount better versus what is an offense that's led by Drake May with A.J. Brown and Stephon Diggs, plus whatever you add back into the first round or on,
right?
What makes you better quicker? What adds more imaginary wins?
A.J. Brown.
And so to your point, Ted, and I'm genuinely curious, what is the tone that's set by Mike Vrabel if you stick and draft Abdul Carter versus what is the tone that's set if you make that trade for A.J. Brown? Does it change the way in a high-stakes draft that you just broke down? Does it change the way Patriots fans
You know what? The Patriots fans are going to look at as a, they think they're going to win right now. It'll heighten the stakes for right now.
Right.
And that's, you know, and these coaches think about that. Do they want all of a sudden, you know, everybody having, this team, A.J. Brown, all of a sudden they went from the worst wide receiver group to all of a sudden they're probably maybe, you know, ranked in the, you know, between 18 and 14 now with A.J. Brown and Steph Diggs, and you go, okay, now maybe they get 10 wins out of this team, and so expectations get higher.
Yeah.
You know, my guess is Vrabel wants to kind of, you know, slow the expectations down.
Sure.
Build for the future and slowly, steadily kind of build towards something. And if you bring in A.J. Brown, I think that is the opposite of just draft sticking and picking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and given how low the bar was set by Mayo and company last year, it's going to take very little for it to be considered a successful first year for Mike Vrabel.
Well, depends who you are, because I want to throw another log on the fire. Robert Kraft has talked about playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Kraft has talked about...
That's his expectation for this year.
Correct.
If this is a Kraft decision, you're making that trade.
Well, no, that's my point. Yeah. If he legitimately expects playoffs and Mike Vrabel cares what he thinks, then you lean towards trading for A.J. Brown because it makes you better faster.
Hold on. Okay. But what does he say at every NFL owners meeting? What is he always harping on? This is most important thing for this franchise is to do what?
Draft.
Yeah. Draft. And you're giving your fourth overall pick? I mean, you haven't... to a team that just won the Super Bowl, for a player that, you know, is kind of past his maybe prime or just right at his prime. I don't know. I just think the value, he's all about value. He's all about building through the draft. I think he wants to, the drafts have been terrible. I'm not so sure he would look at it that way. That's my point.
So we have a immediate reaction from the phone line. If you want to react to this, our 3-point stance from Nick Fitzy Stevens that the Eagles are prepared to trade with the Patriots for Abdul Carter at 4 if he falls to that spot.
That's a trade scenario that I think you would want to talk to the Patriots about way before the draft.
Oh, sure. So probably next week when Vrabel said all the talks will start to happen.
Right.
But let's go to Rick and Natick and get his reaction to this would-be A.J. Brown trade with the Patriots. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I don't know, Teddy, man, you've been in some locker rooms with some serious players. Do you really think that Stephon Diggs and A.J. Brown would be a good combination to put around Drake May with those personalities and, you know, to give me the ball, man? If they don't win right away, that's going to be pretty tough.
It's a great point.
Thanks for the call, Rick.
Rick, that's a great point. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, you got to look at dynamics. The dynamics, okay, and I've been saying how important it is in the quarterback room. It's just as important in that wide receiver room. The wide receiver room dynamic is important. And if one guy's pulling one way and other guys are pulling the other way, it can really mess up. And then you got a young quarterback who's trying to decipher who do I make happy. I mean, that's such a great point by Rick. I mean, those two big alphas, those are alphas.
Yeah.
And who's going to out alpha the other guy? I don't know, without them ever working together, you don't know what that combination can do. It can be magical or it can be another disaster.
I'm encouraged by the fact that with a developing alpha and Devonta Smith, there hasn't been any whisper of any issue in Philadelphia when you have two guys that are fighting for targets. But I fully acknowledge Devonta Smith and Stephon Diggs are two very different mindsets going.
And what do these guys want more? These guys, they want the ball, but they also want to win. They've been on winning programs. I mean, A.J. Brown just won the Super Bowl. Steph Diggs has been on, you know, good teams with Buffalo and Minnesota and the Texans. So, you know, these guys, they come here and all of a sudden, you're 1-4 and then, you got a lot of games left, yet they're sucking their thumbs in the corner because they're not happy because the team sucks and it's not going good. So Rick brings up an excellent point about just the dynamic of two, alphas in the same room working with an unproven quarterback.
And a quarterback who we had we're not going back there, but the whole Joe Milton discussion, why he was traded and it makes life easier to develop for Drake May. Well, if you bring in A.J. Brown, who is a Vrabel guy, like they have a connection, but you bring in A.J. Brown and he looks, A.J. Brown said, give me the ball. And he looks the other way and Diggs is like, no, I'm open on this play. And that's a headache for Drake May.
I think what we're overlooking is the Josh McDaniel factor. See, I just think Josh has more pull and sway as far as who they bring in as wide receivers than we realize. We just think, oh, they just want to bring in great, you know, it's like, well, what does Josh McDaniels think of A.J. Brown and Steph Diggs playing together? What is his opinion? You know, does he have a brother that's coached A.J. Brown? Because he did for Stephon Diggs. And so that's partly why Stephon Diggs is here is because he talked to his brother who coached him down in Houston and got, okay, I can deal with this guy. It's part of it to me with Josh McDaniels, he's got a big ego. Can he handle coaching A.J. Brown and Steph Diggs?
Or they just fail Stephon Diggs' physical and – based on that report we read on Pro Football Talk, they send him packing with no guaranteed money and say, thanks for being a Patriot for a month, and we have A.J. Brown now. We don't need you. I know that's crazy, but this trade feels a little crazy.
I watched Steph Diggs fit into an offense where he was the third option in terms of big plays in Houston last year and be top 10 in receptions before he tore his ACL. And if there's one guy who's going to be able to point to and say, A.J. can handle this or Arthur can handle this versus not, it's Vrabel. I know it's crazy, but I think you add A.J. Brown opposite Stephon Diggs and trade for a left tackle, you should be a playoff team.
All right, that's going to put the wraps on three-point stance for now. We're going to revisit some of this as the show goes on. I do want to get to the Swayman comments and the juxtaposition of where he's at mentally, physically, and all that. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will ask our buddy Mike Giardi about this possibility of an A.J. Brown trade if Abdul Carter were to fall. Mike Giardi, joins us next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball does it again. What's trending?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.